is enough for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy Resurrection Sunday. I think we can dismiss the kids. And if you're the person that likes a 20-minute sermon, you're about to get one. And I don't know how, but it's going to happen because we're going to celebrate the resurrection today, and we're going to eat together, and you know what? That's just what we felt compelled to do today. So praise the Lord. So you better say, Pastor Steve, you better get at it. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bless these words today. We thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made because, somebody say, because he loves me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your great love that compelled you and drove you to do everything that you did. And may we be more like you every day. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit is saying to us today. And we'll give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, open your Bibles, if you have your Bible or your phone or whatever, to Matthew 28. Praise God. And we're talking about the greatest comeback in history. Amen. When Jesus, somebody say, you can't keep a good man down, right? And he rose again from the grave. He was crucified for our sins. And this is actually a continuation of our series, Blood That Speaks. How many know the blood of Jesus speaks? And I said a couple weeks ago that the blood of every aborted baby speaks to God. Amen. This is serious stuff. Amen. And our foundation text is Hebrews 12, 22 through 24, and it says this, "But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn," somebody say firstborn, right? "Who are registered in heaven," somebody say, that's me. If you're born again, then you are registered in heaven. And when our flight got canceled on Saturday, we had to get re-registered at the hotel right away before our rooms were gone. And thanks be to God, there was room for us. Amen. But if you're born again, then you are registered in heaven. You don't have to get up there and do cartwheels and show Gabriel your list of good deeds. You don't have to have your attorney with you. Somebody say, Jesus is my attorney. Amen. Why? Because the blood speaks. What does the blood say about you? It says you are saved, born again, if your faith is in him. Praise the Lord. If it's not, then you can put your faith in whatever you want to put it in. You can put your faith in the news. You can put your faith in yourself. Or you can put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And that's where our faith needs to be. Amen? Every day. Somebody say every day, right? "To God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect," somebody say, that's me. "To Jesus," now Brother Jesse spent a lot of times talking about the difference between arrogance and confidence. Some people misinterpret, ministers or Christians that are confident in who they are in Christ Jesus. That's not arrogance, right? When you say, "I am a just man or just woman made perfect," well, who made you perfect? Jesus. So therefore, you say what he says about you. Just like any good attorney would tell you, just say what I say, or say nothing at all. Amen? So you just say what Jesus says. You're confident in your faith in him. Praise the Lord. Amen. "To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things," somebody say better things, "than that of Abel." Praise the Lord. And you think about the first murder in the Bible, many of you know, in Genesis, when Cain slit Abel's throat and his blood poured out on the ground. And God told Cain, "Where is your brother?" Like he didn't know, right? He said, "His blood is crying out to me." Well, what was it crying out? Guilty, right? Condemned, lost, messed up, right? So the blood of Jesus speaks better things than that. So what would that be? Forgiven, right? Free, delivered, healed. Somebody say, we just need to get lost in the blood of Jesus, Amen. And remember, that's what he's, even if someone did receive an abortion, amen, there's forgiveness. Amen. You have somebody waiting for you on the other side. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. And don't you know, even if somebody in Washington says something is okay, and we'll make laws and rules and pass things to make what you're doing okay, somebody say, if it ain't in this book, it ain't okay. It might be legal, but it isn't right. Doesn't matter how many. Doesn't matter how many. Doesn't matter if all of them speak up and say, that's okay. We passed a law that says that's, we have congressmen and congresswomen that say that's okay, and we'll defend your right to do that. If it's not in this book, somebody say, repent. Repent of it. Amen. Vote those people out. Pray them saved or vote them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to look at this. The blood of Jesus says, I am forgiven. Now next week we're going to talk about several other things that the blood speaks on your behalf. But don't you know, that stuff doesn't mean anything if first and foremost somebody say, the blood says, I'm forgiven. Now I don't know about you, but that's good news to me. Good news. Even if you committed itty bitty sins, or great big sins. I've heard ministers, they were sharing, I think Jesse shared some about ministering on death row to people. It doesn't matter. There's no sin too big that the blood won't cleanse. Amen? Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. And that's what this is all about. Amen? Now, Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8, I'm going to read it like this. Here we go. Somebody say, ready, read. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the mother and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Why did they come to see the tomb? They were looking for a dead man, weren't they? Amen? So see, even the closest people, now we can't criticize them because we probably would have done no better. Amen? So they came to the tomb and behold, I love this. I chose this chapter because I like the power in this. Amen? You see different things in different chapters and things. But here we go. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Makes me think of Happy Days. Remember when Richie would say, sit on it, Potsy. Right? Sit on it, devil. You think you killed Jesus? Just sit on it. Amen? Bucko. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen. Somebody say, he is risen. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. So, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Don't you tell me women don't belong in the ministry. The first people that got sent to preach the gospel were women. Amen. That people give Shelley a snarl and never come back to this church when she dared come up and speak. Are you kidding me? Good Lord Almighty. He is not here. He is risen. Come and see the place where he lay. Verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So what did they do? They went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Glory to God forevermore. Somebody say, he isn't here. He is risen. Stop looking for Jesus among the dead things. Stop looking for Jesus in the suffering. I've heard people say this week. One gal on the radio, she said, oh, it's Good Friday or whatever it is, you know. And, oh, my husband and I are dealing with these health problems, but, oh, we don't even want to compare it with what Jesus went through today. I don't even want to think about it. Well, guess what? You need to think about it. We need to think about what he did because it broke you through from what you're going through now. He suffered not so you could identify with his suffering. Amen. He suffered and bled and died to break you free from your suffering. Not just in the pie in the sky when we die, but down on the ground, like Pastor Huck says, when you're still around. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, he did it for me. Praise the Lord. Leviticus 16:14 says this. Don't you know this whole book, somebody say the whole book, is about him. It's all about Jesus. He completed and fulfilled everything in this book. Amen? So we have to be people that understand how to rightly divide the word. What in this book did Jesus complete on my behalf? What did he do as my example, as Keith Moore says? And what did he do as my substitute? Amen? Leviticus 16:14 says this. He shall take, this is the priest, right? He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat, he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Somebody say seven times, right? So we're talking here about the priests in the Old Testament would take the sacrificial bull on behalf of sin and sprinkle it in the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies in the temple of God seven times. Somebody say seven times. Seven is the symbolic word of completion. When Jesus did what he did, what did he say on the cross? It is finished. Amen? Don't you know Jesus can help you get over your bull? Anybody dealing with any bull in your life? Jesus can take the bull and break it off of you. No, somebody say, I'm living a bull-free life. Amen? But that blood, what did Jesus do when he ascended to the Father? He literally presented his blood before the Father. And it said, it is finished. No more need for bulls and lambs and pigeons and all this other stuff, because that was all symbolic and representative and prophetic of what Jesus was going to do. Somebody say, once and for all, for me. Amen? So he presented his own blood. Hebrews 9, verses 24 through 28 says this. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Somebody say for me, right? Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with the blood of another. Verse 26, he then would have to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, somebody say, but now. Well, you don't know the bull I'm going through. Well, what about now? The bull usually symbolizes the past. What about today? Somebody say, it's all about today. It's all about now. Now faith is, right? But now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You understand how heavy that statement is? Put away sin? Who could do that? Somebody say he could. By himself, put away sin. Broke the power of sin off of the planet. Has anybody seen any sin around lately? I drove through New Orleans. Are you kidding me? Billboards. I had to tell the kids, just don't bother looking at the billboards as we're driving into the city, because, oh man, right? But guess what, devil? The power of sin has been broken. Sin has its eviction notice. Satan is trespassing on this planet. Our job is to repent of sin, call sin what it is, preach the gospel, amen, and call things that don't look like they are as they are, amen? Somebody say, but now. Jesus did this once and for all. Once and for all. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once. Somebody say once. Jesus doesn't have to keep dying for every single sin. He's a heavy hitter, man. One and done. I was watching some highlights from the NBA playoffs. It looks like the Orlando Magic might be one and done. They might be about to be swept. Well, Jesus defeated the devil in one swing. Somebody say one. That's the God you serve. That's the God you serve. That's why we like comeback stories and victories, right? Because that's in us. Jesus rose above it all, didn't he? To bear the sins of many. Somebody say, that includes me. That includes me, all my sins. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Glory to God. And that's what our past couple messages have been about. The blood says he's coming again. Praise the Lord. But remember this, church. You are, somebody say, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. Just lift your hands and thank the Lord. Just say, Lord, thank you that I'm forgiven. Thank you that I'm cleansed and washed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgiveness means freedom. Somebody say, I'm free. It means pardoned. Somebody say, I've been pardoned. It means deliverance. Somebody say, I've been delivered. It means liberty. Somebody say, I got my liberty. It means remission. Remission. See, the blood of bulls would cover sin. The blood of Jesus washes it away. Praise the Lord God forevermore. Amen. That is the best news ever. It qualifies you. Listen to this. It qualifies you for everything else he did for you. What? What possibly could be more than that? That's what some religion would say, right? Well, yeah, he did a lot more. That was the big one. Don't you know that was the big one? Amen. But there's more that he's done for you, and we're going to get into some of that next week. But Romans 6:23 says this, for the wages of sin is death. Don't ever belittle how serious sin is. Yeah, well, the grace of God. I can keep doing it. It's the grace of God. Well, yeah, the grace of God covers that. Well, no, the grace of God is not your MasterCard so you can keep sinning. No. The wages of sin is death. That's why he died. Somebody told me a few months back, well, Jesus didn't die spiritually, did he? If he wouldn't have, I would have had to. In every way a man could die, Jesus died. Amen. That was my sin. It's got to be that personal. My sin put him on the cross. Not the mass murderer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not Adolf Hitler's. Yeah, sure. My sin, the lies I told, the whatever it was, put him on the cross. I did it. I'm responsible for the death of an innocent man. That's where it's got to be, that personal. And then we thank him. Now we're able to what? We're able to receive because we've humbled ourselves and said, yeah, that was me. Not now. Somebody say, but now. But now I've risen with him. Amen. But now I'm the righteous of God in Christ. Once you get past that point, now you can, somebody say, now, look out, devil. Right? Amen. Well, what if I make a sin tomorrow? Guess what? This is the beauty of it. Not that you can just keep on doing whatever you want, but this blood is a continual flow. A continual flow. I love the Oregon coast. I can just sit there and watch wave after wave after wave. And what is it doing? It's going back and forth and back and forth, pulling things out into the ocean, bringing things in. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you today, just like it cleansed you the day you got saved. And guess what we're all doing? What we're all supposed to be doing? Somebody say, I'm supposed to be growing up in him. Growing up in my faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we're doing that. That's why you come to church. That's why you read your Bible every day. That's why you pray. That's why you listen to preaching. That's why you don't just hear the word, but you do the word. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. The wages of sin is death. Sin is killing people today. Sin. Killing people. Killing babies. Drugs. Whatever. Perversions. Killing people. Killing marriages. Killing families. But we don't get off on that. We just say, but guess what, world? There is a greater one that you can come to that once and for all will remove the bull out of your life. Somebody say, praise the Lord forevermore. All you got to do is cry out to him. Anyone who's listening right now, maybe you're listening to this message online or something, we just say, come to Jesus. Cry out to him. Lord, I receive your sacrifice for me and my cleansing. in Jesus' name, and I give my life to you. He gave his life for me. I give my life to him. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody say, heaven's waiting. Heaven's waiting for me. Heaven's on the other side of this. Glory to God. And finally, in closing, Ephesians 1:7. In him, somebody say, in him. I have redemption through his blood. Let's say that together. In him, I have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins, say that, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Let's say that. Let's say that two more times. In him, we have. No, let's start over. Let's make it personal. In him, I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of my sins, according to the riches of his grace. Just stand up on your feet right now and lift your hands to him and just say, Lord, I receive the fullness of my redemption today, the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. I receive it all. If there's something you need to lay at his feet, just do it right now. Maybe some gossip or slander or some little vile thing. When we came back from that ministry conference, there was probably 10 or 12 opportunities to be offended at people. And the devil was working us. And you know why you don't do that? Because you're going to lose all the ground you just got if you get mad at people. So we just had to say, you know what, devil? I refuse to be offended at anybody. And then you laugh at him. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody ought to just laugh at the devil. Ha, ha, ha. I choose to forgive. Ha, ha, ha. I choose to receive everything that Jesus has done for me. And then you just go on praising God and trusting him for his goodness in every area of your life. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time you've given us together. We ask you to bless the rest of this day. Bless all the food we will eat, the egg hunt, Lord, the fellowship time. Bless the Way Church that meets after us, Lord. Bless Pastor Damien, Lord, and all that church. And Lord, bless the school, Manna House, the school that is going to be meeting in this building in the coming months, Lord. We pray, Lord, you pour out your blessing on your people. Save sinners today, Lord Jesus, and bring us all closer to you, your family, God, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are dismissed. And I did it. 19 minutes, I think. Praise the Lord.